I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hi, this is Jamie Evans.
And Benton Hodges. We're the producers of Haunted, the audio drama.
We hope that you've been enjoying the show, and we encourage you to keep track of our goings-on by following our social media accounts.
We've got a growing fan community who enjoy sharing theories, fan art, and generally discussing the show. Plus, it's a great way for you to keep up with all the latest news about Haunted and our future projects.
Follow us on Twitter at The Impala Films, on Instagram at Haunted Audio Drama, or one word, no capitals. Or you can find us on Facebook at Impala Revolution.
Enjoy the show and hungry for more? You can find us on Patreon at Impala Films, where you can donate to the show and get rewards such as early access to episodes and a behind-the-scenes podcast that goes through the myths and legends that inspired Haunted.
Lastly, please consider leaving a review on your podcast app of choice. It really does help us reach more listeners. Thank you so much to every one of you for listening to our little show. It means so much to us.
Yeah, the reception has totally blown us away.
Thank you for listening, and we will see you next time.
Previously on Haunted.
I don't usually walk with strange men at night. There's something about you, Ray.
James, it's a paranormal convention. This is like Comic-Con for ghost hunters.
Have you seen this young woman? She went out to a party with some friends last week, only she never came home.
Yeah, that's right. Go and sulk.
As I live and breathe, James Hunter.
If he's an expert in occult artifacts, he might be able to tell us more about the Pythagorean prison.
Don't ask him about it. I forbid it.
I'm sorry, what? You forbid it? Since when could you forbid me doing anything?
Do you have any idea what this is?
It is capable of both refraction and focus.
It doesn't just focus light, however. It can apparently focus psychic energy. I'm afraid I don't have time for your questions, old friend.
Carl? Why do you have that gun?
Haunted, the audio drama. Episode 7. Renadine. Part 3 of 4. Written by Joe Duncan.
Why do you have a gun, Carl?
This is quite the sticky situation, isn't it? As much as I'd like to enjoy it a little more, I'm going to need you to step aside.
Why? So you can hurt these people? I can't let you do that.
As usual, James, your lack of imagination astounds me. Now move aside, or I will shoot you. Pleasure.
Get down!
Stop!
No, you fool!
What are you doing? Ma'am, are you all right? Where's your partner? Where did he go?
Thank you.
Don't thank me! Where is the man you were with?
She's not thanking you, you idiot. She's thanking me. He wasn't her partner. That was who has been taking the women. Take this lady back to the hotel, and then I suggest you get back to your bed or back to a bottle. You've gone rusty, old friend. You're no help to anybody.
the man you were with. Did he attack you?
He bit me.
Let me see. Okay, he's drawn a little blood. It looks like we got here just in time, but the bite... Ah, never mind. Do you think you can walk?
Yes.
Just give me 1 second, okay?
Why?
I just want to find... Aha! Sorry about that. Come on, let's go.
I wasn't too surprised when I made it down to the dining room before James. I had heard him pacing back and forth in his room until at least the time I had fallen asleep, and that had been fairly late. When he did make it down, however, he looked rough. His shaggy hair seemed messier than usual, and he hadn't bothered to put on a tie at all. I noticed he'd misbuttoned his waistcoat, giving it an odd lopsided look. He didn't seem to notice. He crossed to the buffet table and piled a serving of toast and scrambled eggs onto his plate before coming over to join me.
Morning.
Morning.
Oh, these eggs are disgusting.
Too runny, right?
How does somebody mess up scrambled eggs? Even I can make scrambled eggs.
Would you like to complain to the chef?
For all the good it would do. How long have you been down here?
30 minutes or so. Why? What's the matter?
You look tired.
You'll want to talk.
I ran into some trouble last night.
Trouble?
I found some clues as to what is taking the missing girls in this town.
Do you mean who?
No, I mean what?
So it is something supernatural?
I think so. I followed Carl last night, who was following a couple who left here. We interrupted just in time. The man had attempted to bite the woman's neck. He drew a little blood, but no permanent damage, fortunately. The bite marks, though, were not human.
What were they?
I'm no expert, but if I had to guess, I'd say something with sharper teeth and a more elongated mouth shape. Something like a dog. Then there was this. Carl came prepared. This is the bullet he fired from his gun. It's silver.
Oh my god, it's a werewolf!
Shh, not so loud. Do you have any idea what sort of freaks you'll attract around here if you start going on about werewolves? Besides, it wasn't a full moon last night.
Oh, that's right. There are others though, aren't there? Other legends about shapeshifters, not just wolves.
That's right. And in nearly every myth, the most effective way to kill them is to pierce their hearts with silver.
Pierce a heart with silver? What about my werewolves, by any chance?
Ray!
Do you mind if I join you for breakfast?
Of course! You didn't get the eggs, did you? They're not very good.
No. I prefer a bit of meat in the morning.
Oh, that bacon smells wonderful.
Anyway, was you two to talk about werewolves? Don't believe in them myself, though it would sure be a sight to see. I love werewolf movies. Like The Howling. The American Werewolf in London.
Me too!
Are you here attending the convention,
Ray.
Ray.
Yes, I am. Abigail here kindly kept me company during the Myths and Legends talking yesterday. I understand you two are friends.
Yes. You look familiar. Have we met?
Not formally, I'm afraid, sir. Perhaps you saw me yesterday. I was around the convention floor the whole day.
Yes. That must be it.
Abigail, I was wondering if I could buy you a drink later on tonight. Maybe take you for a walk down by the river. The water is magical with the moonlight bouncing off it. The stars in the sky are lovely. Not as lovely as you, of course.
What did you say?
Shh!
Ow!
That would be lovely, Ray. I'd like that very much. It would have to be after James's Q&A panel, though.
Of course. I look forward to your panel, Mr. Hunter. Until later, Abigail.
Well, getting asked out by a gorgeous Irish poet wasn't on the list of things I expected to happen at a paranormal convention. But I guess wonders really never do cease.
Abigail, I don't think you should go out with him.
James, our peace is very fragile at the moment. I'd advise you not to start again.
That man is bad news. The man I followed last night was Irish. He said the same thing to the girl he was with.
What thing?
That awful line about being lovelier than the stars.
There's a lot of Irish people here, James. You'd have known that if you'd have come to yesterday's talk. The town was founded by Irish immigrants, and that's probably a chat-up line they all use. It's a lot better than the crap half the English guys use. Do you have any idea how many girls I know have been asked if it hurt to fall from heaven?
Abigail, I'm not trying to spoil your fun, but I get a bad feeling about him.
You had a bad feeling about Carl, and it turned out he was more on the ball than you were. I reckon you probably owe him an apology, by the way.
Where are you going?
I have stuff I want to do today. Questions I want to ask.
Don't you think we have more pressing matters to deal with?
I can't think of anything more pressing than what I'll be doing. We aren't joined at the hip, James. You're free to go off and do whatever you want. I'll see you later. Hey, Irish.
Me?
I'm too impatient to wait for tonight. Care to take me out for a walk now? I want to go visit the market.
It would be an honour.
Great. See you later, James.
Perfect. Just perfect.
Festival seems more popular than ever this year. Are you looking for anything in particular?
I'm looking for a solution.
You have a problem?
Kind of. I'll know it when I see it.
You're right there, Duck. You look like you could use some luck on your side. Is that right?
Who couldn't?
I've got the best quality rabbit's feet you'll find in the country. These feet are taken from rabbits blessed in holy water at birth. Raised specifically for donating their feet.
That's disgusting.
Bah! Tourist.
Can I interest you in some of our fine books, Mum? We've got any book you could think of that would expand your mind. We've got Ike, Stryber, and I've got some real collector's items from the Warren catalogue. Who do you like?
James Hunter.
Ugh. We don't stop the work of that man here.
Oh, no?
He's a hater.
Strange. He seemed perfectly pleasant to me when I met him this morning.
He's here? For the convention?
Yeah. He's got a panel this afternoon.
He never usually dares show his face around here. This'll be a good one.
Who are you texting?
Oh, some friends. We'll see if there's still tickets left for that haters panel.
Why do I suddenly feel like I've made a big mistake? Hey, this book here. How much is this?
Carl Trevino? Now that's an author. You can really tell he's got a genuine interest in his research. That's a particularly good one from him, all about occult artifacts.
May I see that?
Yeah, geez, talk about keen. How much is it?
I'll give it to you for £5.
Fair.
Pleasure to do business with you. Hope you enjoy that book as much as I did.
What's so interesting?
Nothing. There you go.
Thanks.
I actually need to pop into the library.
Oh, okay, great.
Oh no, you don't need to come. I might be a while. I'm meeting with my manager regarding possibly doing a slot as their poet in residence.
Oh, that sounds fancy. Well done.
Fingers crossed, as the expression goes. Oh, why don't you continue browsing and I'll meet you back at the hotel later.
I better.
It's a promise.
I watch Ray walk away, slinking gracefully through the gaps in the crowds. He glanced back to look at me and I felt my cheeks redden. Stupid Abigail, getting all blushy over a boy. To be fair, it's not just any boy. A tall boy. A tall Irish boy. A tall Irish boy who happens to be a poet. The most romantic of professions. I watched him ascend a set of stone steps into the library, the sun lighting his red head just at the right moment to make his whole head appear momentarily as though it was on fire. Damn, girl, do you need a cold shower? There was no sense, I realised, in daydreaming about a boy, when unless I could find some sort of help, I didn't exactly have much of a future lying ahead of me. Excuse me?
Yes, dearie?
My name is Abigail Corbin. Are you a real witch, or is that just a gimmick to sell your wares?
Tis not a gimmick, girl. Though, if that helps you sleep better, I will not disparage you for choosing to believe so.
Not at all. I was rather hoping you were a real witch.
What are you looking for, pet? A herbal remedy? Or perhaps some of my talismans here?
Actually, I need your advice. The sign says £15 for you to read my future. Can I pay to sit and talk to you for a time?
You may.
Excellent.
I'd spent the morning digging through old newspapers and paranormal journals. Fortunately, there were adequate amounts of both at the convention. From my friend the bartender, I had learned the names of the three missing women, Lydia, Agatha, and Sally. The fourth would have been Tina if Carl and I hadn't intervened. Correction. Carl intervened. She's lucky to still be alive after I blundered in.
Another whiskey?
Why not?
Don't you have a panel coming up soon?
I do my best work whilst inebriated.
If you say so.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Please, please, one at a time. Don't worry, I can sign all of your autographs.
Ugh. Here you go, Mrs. Philbin. Ah, Terry, how are you coping with those gremlins? Still stealing your shoes? That's too bad. Colin! Still think the government are trying to poison your water supply? Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
You're practically a celebrity.
Well, you know how they are. They do get a little obsessive, our fans. Well, fan in your case.
Not that I have any desire to get into this dick-measuring contest with you, but I do note my books always garnered favour with mainstream critics, as opposed to yours, which people largely branded as a crackpot.
I'll admit that's true. And if reviews equaled cash, then maybe you'd be the one sitting in a tailored silk shirt instead of that very old and very weathered-looking coat.
There you go, sir.
Wait, can we also get a Campari and soda for my friend here?
No problem, sir.
It is still Campari and soda, isn't it?
You remembered.
I wasn't likely to forget, was I? Pretty much all we did back then was investigations and drinking.
Those were the days.
Your drink, sir.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers. The bullet you fired last night. Pure silver. Very nice.
I'm surprised you found it in the dark.
Fortunately, it was just by the dumpster. I'm guessing you believe that a shapeshifter of some kind has been taking the girls.
I've been following the trail for a couple of months now. He's been moving around. I first picked up his trail up north of here in Lincolnshire. He tends to set up shop, abduct a few, and then vanish, moving on to his next feeding ground.
Somebody hired you to track it down.
Why do you assume that?
You aren't the charitable type. For you to spend all this time hunting it, somebody must be paying you.
Somewhere along the way, it took the wrong girl. The daughter of a very rich, not to mention very vengeful, businessman. She had a security detail with her who say that the young lady had recently been socializing with a gentleman friend. The two went into a hotel room together and never came out. Both vanished. Said businessman, well, let's just say those security men don't have jobs anymore.
I'm surprised Abigail and I didn't hear about this.
The man who hired me, he's not the type of man who comes to a fluffy little outfit like yours. Besides, the two of you have been busy all by yourselves. I've heard your names come up more than once in the last few months. Finding the Pythagoras prism, after all this time, now that is very impressive.
I was hoping it could help us to deal with an issue.
What issue?
Well, I don't think I should tell you that. Like I said, I don't trust you.
Well, that's fair enough. Of course I'd be happy to look at the prism again and try to work out for you exactly how it works.
I think I've got it covered.
Are you sure? I'm quite the expert with occult artifacts.
This shapeshifter, it isn't a werewolf. Full moon isn't until next week. Do you have any ideas what it is?
Why should I tell you? Looking to capitalize on my hard work?
I'm looking to save people.
It's something very old. Something I'd only heard about in legends. Truth be told, I'm rather honored to have finally come across one. I do believe we are dealing with a Renadine.
Renadine? That sounds familiar. But I can't place it.
Mother McKellar. It's a story she used to tell back in the orphanage from time to time. Do you remember? There was a song that went with it.
I overheard a young woman conversing with Renadine.
Yes, that's it. A young woman meets with the Renadine on a mountain road and he steals her away, never to be seen again.
And the Renadine is a...
A fox.
That's right, a were fox.
Originating from Ireland.
Ireland? I think I know who the Renadine is. And I think Abigail may be in danger.
Then we need to stop him.
I hate to say this, but I think we need to work together.
Do tell me more.
So, tell me, what is the issue that ails you?
A few weeks ago, I was cursed, I guess is the best way to phrase it. I don't know if it's a magic thing or what. Basically, there's something evil in my brain. Something that wasn't there before, and it's spreading, and I need to know if there's a way to stop it.
I see. And how has this been affecting you?
Headaches, difficulty sleeping, and when I do sleep, I have terrible nightmares, and when I'm awake, I see things. I keep drawing things.
What sort of things?
Like this. A specialist told us this writing makes no sense. There's just mishmash, all sorts of different languages from all across history. Some of it he couldn't even recognise. I don't recognise any of it. I don't know why I feel compelled to write any of it.
I do recognise bits of it. These symbols here are Celtic runes. I don't know about most of the rest of it, though. The runes I do recognise keep repeating the same word, though.
What's that?
Empty.
What is that supposed to mean?
Would you mind if I tried to read your future?
At this point, I don't see what harm it could do.
I'll just need a few moments to sit up. Why don't you tell me about your hallucinations and your dreams?
I keep seeing this man. This awful man filled with rot and darkness and evil. He keeps trying to say something to me. Keeps trying to reach out, but I can't hear him.
Take my hands, dear. Keep talking.
Ever since I was infected by the signal, that's what we call it, he's been trying to make contact. I'm terrified of what he's trying to say.
This signal? What is it?
It was like a radio frequency that was being broadcast. We still don't know where it came from, but everyone who listened to it went mad. Most of the others saw something terrible from their past, a regret that they wanted to try and fix. I don't know who this man is, though.
Perhaps he's from your future.
I don't think I have much in the way of a future if I can't figure out how to get the signal out of my head.
This signal, I can sense it in you. It's deep, in your brain. I'm trying to see it. You need to open up a little, dear.
I'm scared.
I need to help you, dear. Please. Relax.
I can feel him. I can feel him right there. If I open my eyes, I feel like he'll be standing right behind you. I can't let the signal come to the surface like this. I'm sorry. I need to focus on it. I need... What? What? Are you okay?
I heard it. I heard it through you. I saw him.
How do I stop it?
You can't stop it.
What?
You are doomed. You can't stop this. You can't stop him. You can't trust him. The man you think is your friend, you can't trust him.
What are you talking about? How did you get that?
Leave. Get out. Now. You've brought evil into my life. True and unforgivable evil.
But I...
Just get out. Now.
Starring Jamie Evans as James Hunter and Isabella Barbieri as Abigail Corbin. Also featuring Rachel Calton, Benton Hodges, Jim Carter, Vanessa Osborne, Harry McElroy, and David Gardner as Carl Trevino. Narration by David Anthony Green. Opening and closing themes by James Crow. Haunted, the audio drama, is created by Jamie Evans, with all episodes produced and directed by Jamie Evans and Benton Hodges. Audio engineering by Benton Hodges, Charles Topping, and Jamie Evans. Haunted is a production of Impala Films and is recorded at Free Sprite Media Studios, with special thanks to Duncan Newham for equipment support. Thank you for listening to this audio presentation. Come back next week for the next terrifying chapter of Haunted, the audio drama.
Hi guys, this is Jamie Evans, the creator and showrunner of Haunted, the audio drama. This is just a little quick note to add some additional credits onto the credits narrated by the lovely David Anthony Green. As you're well aware, if you're a long-time fan of the show, we always thank Duncan Newham and Free Sprite Media in the credits for providing equipment support and studio space for us to record in. Well, for this episode, Renadine, parts 1 through 4, we actually owe an additional credit to Duncan, who very kindly has taken on editing duties for episode 7, parts 1 through 4. So we just wanted to drop a little message here acknowledging his work and to say thank you for helping us out like that. We'll be back next week with another episode of Haunted.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.